You already touched on the different depth cues, and I asked you which one is the most powerful one. And the one I would have liked that would come to your mind is occlusion. And remember again, we talked about teeth junctions in the last lecture, and these little teeth junctions are very powerful visual cues in order for us to figure out whether something is in front or behind. We talked about what this figure is all about. What is the in the vertical direction? The further up we go, the closer the two things are together. So the difference in depth is very gets smaller and smaller. And in the horizontal direction, the absolute distance at which the two things are placed. And we can see occlusion works at 1 meter, 10 meters, 100 meters, and things can be very, very close together, and we can still tell what's in front or behind. And then we have the other ones here: motion parallax, how we move things, and how things move closer, move more quickly across our visual field than the things further away. The differences between our two eyes, which is called binoculars disparity or stereo. Relative size is also a very powerful cue, but doesn't have as the difference in depth has to be greater than, let's say, for occlusion.